Hello and welcome to When Heaven Speaks. This is the podcast in which the voice of the world is silenced and the voice of God is amplified. Welcome again. I'm your pastor, your host, Pastor Zach. I'm so glad you're here. This is a space for real conversation, fresh revelation, and spirit-led inspiration. We believe God is still speaking, and when heaven speaks, everything must shift. So take a breath today, lean in, and listen to what heaven has to say. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this moment. We thank you for this time. We thank you for this day. Thank you for your voice, the voice of heaven that still speaks into everyday lives. Let every word spoken today be full of grace, truth, and power. Anoint our thoughts, open up our ears, and stir up our hearts to respond to your voice with a yes, with a I surrender, with I receive you. May this time bring clarity to confusion, healing to pain, and purpose to our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen. Hey, my brothers, my sisters, if you've been tuning in, you've been hearing us teach on and minister on and try to encourage you on, amen, anchored in uncertainty. That's our theme, anchored in uncertainty. As you're going into 2025, God wants you anchored in uncertainty. What to do when everything feels unstable. Look, in light of global tensions, personal transitions, and spiritual warfare, this week, God wants to equip you to stand strong when everything around you is shaken, to stand and to know that you're standing on a solid rock, which is Jesus Christ. And if you have not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, he wants you to receive him so that when things go down, you know he's with you. Our word today is use your weapons. Use your weapons. Coming from 2 Chronicles, 2 Corinthians 10 and 4, it reads, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Another version says the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. My brothers and sisters, this is not the time to be unarmed. We are in a spiritual warfare, emotionally, mentally, culturally. We're in a spiritual warfare. We are in spiritual warfare. But the good news, you're not empty-handed. God has given you weapons, and it's time to use them. Think about this. Here's some weapons that God wants you to use. Weapon number one, prayer. Prayer is a weapon. The Bible says when men pray, not if you pray, it's not an option. When you pray, prayer isn't the last resort. It's the first strike. You strike the devil when you pray. Don't wait until the battle gets worse. You open up your mouth and speak heaven's strategy. James 5 and 16 says the prayers of a righteous, fervent man are powerful. They avail much. Prayer is your weapon. They're powerful and effective. Learn to talk to heaven before you talk to earth. Not just prayer is your only weapon, but you also have the weapon of the word. Jesus defeated the devil in the wilderness, Matthew 4, Luke 4, by quoting scriptures. See, you don't just carry the Bible, you swing it. Ephesians 6 and 17 says, take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. When you're under attack, stop scrolling and start declaring. God wants you to declare his word. Believe his word. Stand on his word. Speak those things that are not as though they were. So we have the weapon of prayer. We have the weapon of the word. But here's another weapon. We have the weapon of praise. Praise confuses the enemy. In 2 Chronicles 20, when Judah praised God, God was told Jehoshaphat by the prophet Jehazel, hey, he says, praise me. And when Judah began to praise God, God did something strategic. The Bible says, amen, God set up ambushes against the enemy. Psalms 149 and 6 says, let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. Do you not know your praise silenced the enemy and confuses him? In Joshua chapter 7, when they went up, Joshua and the children of Israel went up against the fortified captive city of Jericho, that it was a place known to be unable to get in. But God, through praise, gave Joshua and the children of Israel the victory. I want you to hear me today. Your praise is your weapon. The word of God is your weapon. And prayer is your weapon. Will you declare this after me? I am armed. I am ready. My praise is powerful. My word is sharp. My prayer is effective. The enemy will not win. I am fully equipped. Thank you, God. Let us pray. Lord, forgive us for getting our weapons. We forgot what we had. Wake us up. Train our hands to war. Remind us that we don't fight for victory. We fight from victory. Let prayer flow again. Let praise rise again. Let the word cut again. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hear ye the word of today. You are not defenseless. You are not helpless. You're armed by heaven. This is When Heaven Speaks. I'm Pastor Zach. Go and do the work of God, knowing that you are well equipped. God bless you when heaven speaks.